Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I'm leaving you, baby. Lord, I'm going back home to stay.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Little Stevie Ray bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Having a great visit with a new friend, Bruce Levitt. He's a new friend, but not for long. We'll get him back again another day after this one. He's a consumer bankruptcy and foreclosure defense attorney. That means he's on our side. Managing partner with his wife, Levitt Schlafkes. Is the firm, Levitt and Schlafkes. Bruce, tell us about your firm. What do you focus on?
Yeah, we represent individuals and mostly small businesses in bankruptcy and foreclosure defense and other type of consumer issues. Lately, we've been very busy with our small clients, though, in the area of since the pandemic began. At this point, a lot of, mostly outside of bankruptcy, but with several of them in bankruptcy and preparing for bankruptcy for a lot of these companies.
The bankruptcies are going to come over the next 6 months, aren't they? I mean, between now and the end of the year, that's when people are going to play out as much as they can, avoid it as long as they can, and then there finally will be some reasoned decisions based on the facts. Depending on where they are and the industry that they're in, we'll be seeing more bankruptcies in the next 6 months, won't we?
Absolutely. We're starting to see them now with the larger bankruptcies because these have been coming for a while. The retail bankruptcies.
Well, some of them were pre-bankruptcy before COVID, right?
Oh, absolutely. And a lot of them were heading into bankruptcy. Mm-hmm. So They were in bankruptcy before. A lot have been filed since COVID because of the close down.
Right.
But it's already started with the larger companies. But you're right, the smaller companies, they're going to start heading into bankruptcy. There's a ripple effect. The large
right.
bankruptcies always affect small businesses because
right.
you know they're dependent.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to have that ripple effect from the large bankruptcies. Then we're also going to have the effect of the shutdowns.
I want to talk about when a small business comes to you. Let's assume that they've got their cornflakes together. They know what they're doing. If somebody can't manage their finances, there's not much you can't really help them all that much. But if they've got their stuff together, they know what they're doing. The economy, the COVID-19, the circumstances, whatever. It seems to be no way out for them. How do you take them? What's the first step that you have them do? What's the very first thing you have them do?
The first thing we do is we analyze the situation. So we make sure we have an idea of what their assets are, what their liabilities are, what their cash flows look like. And then we decide whether or not it's possible to survive. And that's the first decision a lot of these companies and these small businesses have to make. And it's difficult when you're on the inside. You need somebody like me or you need a financial person
mm-hmm.
to take a look and say, honestly, there's nothing here to save. Or, yeah, I think you have a fighting chance of saving this business. And if we can't cooperate, if we can't get creditor cooperation, then we have the bankruptcy code.
You should point out includes continuing to operate. There's something called Chapter 11, right? I mean that's one thing people need to realize, right?
There's not only Chapter 11. In February of this year, the new small business
mm-hmm.
Chapter 11 went into effect, and it's called Subchapter 5. But it is a Chapter 11 reorganization, and it's just fortuitous that it kicked in February before everything happened. But it is the best remedy out there now for small businesses that are struggling to survive need relief from their creditors.
What did 5 give small business owners that it didn't have before?
It gives them a relatively inexpensive, streamlined process to reorganize the business.
Mm-hmm.
And the focus of Subchapter 5 is to get these small businesses in and out of bankruptcy in probably 6 months or less. There isn't the same procedural nonsense that is required in the larger Chapter 11 case.
Mm-hmm.
But because there aren't all these requirements, the attorney's fees are a lot less. There's the whole concept is to try within the bankruptcy court to get the creditors on board, and it gives the judge a lot more discretion to decide what businesses can survive and which businesses can't.
Am I correct?
It's a great tool.
Am I correct that the new ruling, the sub 5 ruling, provision prevents even one creditor from keeping you out of 11, where in the past everybody had to go along? One could bollocks everything up. Is that gone away now?
Well, it used to, under a major Chapter 11, not a subchapter 5, a class of creditors could block it.
Mm-hmm.
And only in certain circumstances could a judge overrule that.
Mm-hmm.
Under subchapter 5, a class of creditors cannot block a reorganization plan. And
right.
As long as the small business is contributing its disposable income, and the disposable income is what's left over after
right.
everything's paid,
mm-hmm.
for a period of 3 years, that plan can be approved by the court. It's a huge difference.
Yeah, it's a big difference.
What we're
used
to.
So, folks, you've got options now. You need to find a firm like Bruce Levitt's, Levitt and Schlafke's. You need to find their. I need the website quickly, please, Bruce.
It's LevittSchlafke's.com.
All right, LevittSchlafke's.com. Bruce, thank you for being
here. Schlafke's.
Will you come back and continue to report on this for us?
Absolutely.
Thank you. Bruce Levitt.
All right, great talk.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.